The Family Business, Biden Probe Expands to a Mystery Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on March 15, 2023. A mysterious and previously unreported Biden family member exists who received a cut from the family's business activities with an entity linked to the Chinese Communist Party. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, has revealed. Comer has recently obtained access to the Biden family's suspicious activity reports, SARs, from the Treasury that showed the Biden family business received a $3 million suspicious wire transfer from an entity tied to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in 2017. The SARs revealed the payment was initially sent to the Biden's business associate Rob Walker, who has described himself as someone who generally has been acting as a surrogate for H. Hunter around the country and abroad pursuing opportunities. On Tuesday, Comer said three Biden family members took a cut of the $3 million payment, including a new Biden family member who has been previously unknown to investigators. There were three different Biden family members that received a cut from that $3 million, including a new Biden family member that's never before been included in any of these investigations, Comer told Fox News. So, our question is, what exactly did they do to receive that money? What was the purpose of that $3 million wire? The identity of the third Biden is unknown. Speculation has swirled the individual could be Sarah Biden, who is married to the president's brother, James Biden. A 2020 Senate report on the Biden family business indicates Sarah was involved in receiving payments from China. The records acquired by the committee show consistent, significant and extensive financial connections among and between Hunter Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, Devin Archer, and Chinese nationals connected to the communist regime and People's Liberation Army, as well as other foreign nationals with questionable backgrounds. The House Oversight Committee told Breitbart News on Wednesday it plans to disclose the individual's name in the near future. Speaking with Fox News, Comer said he is following the money transfers through the complex web of financial transactions. So, we've got a problem here with respect to trying to determine what exactly this family was doing to receive these transactions from China, he said. This is important, and I think every American should be concerned about this issue of national security. The SARs will greatly aid Comer's investigation. U.S. banks have flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that included large amounts of money flagged for further review. According to the 2020 Senate report, SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud. The Biden family has initiated a significant number of business deals with CCP-linked entities. In 2017, the Biden family had negotiated a deal with SFC in which Joe Biden, Big Guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture with Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski. In the same year, Hunter earned a $1 million legal retainer from the company's chairman, Yi Jianming. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yi worth an estimated $80,000 in February 2017. Hunter also maintained a 10% stake in BHR Partners, a fund tied to the CCP, through an entity he controlled named Scanny Atlas, LLC. Scanny Atlas is still recorded in Chinese records as owning the stake in BHR Partners, though the entity's American registration in Washington, D.C., was revoked in October 2021 after Joe Biden assumed the presidency and critics raised questions about the stake. Hunter had used the entity, which was invested into a CCP state-backed investment fund, to reportedly profit from orchestrating the sale of an American-owned cobalt mine in the Democratic Republic of Congo for $2.65 billion, along with various other profitable ventures throughout the world of interest to the CCP. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.